one goes out to Crystal Lee. If you ever been in love, then you know how I feel. If you ever been in love, then you know how I feel. If you ever been in love, baby, like a drug, come and get a hug, baby, love me like you trust I'm the man.
What's up? What's up? It's Love Radio Houston. It's your boy Cross King.
And I'm Crystal Craven.
How's everybody doing?
Welcome back to Love Radio Houston. Yeah.
We missed y'all last week. It was a busy week with Thanksgiving, but I know that y'all were all chilling with your family, doing getting all y'all's things.
Fat and full.
Even though you may have missed us.
We missed you.
Yeah, but we're here to do our thing. So.
All right.
With that, today's title is The Hardships of the Music Industry. And the first topic is defining success.
Okay.
So,
we can't start off with a discussion without, I'm a big definition person. And I'm going to, what is this? I can't tell you whose definition this is because I didn't make it large on my screen.
The first definition that comes up whenever you type in define success to Google.
Thank you.
That's our reference for this show.
One definition is the accomplishment of an aim or purpose,
mm-hmm.
the attainment of popularity or profit, and finally, a person or thing that achieves desired aims or attains prosperity.
Right. So when we say define success, what we mean is you have to define what success means to you.
Yes.
And we are talking about like in your own career, but that also comes to a lot of different aspects of life. You can be successful in your marriage, with your children. You can be successful working out, you know? Right. So there's tons of things.
Yeah. And everyone's definition of it and their, or I can say their goals, is not the same.
Absolutely not.
So you can't rate yourself according to someone else's aspiration or what they're doing and say, oh, you know, I'm such a big failure. And, you know, they have different goal ranges of where they're headed to. It's just like, I'll give you a quick example. Going to the gym. And you're going to the gym just to get fit. You know, or maybe not even just to get fit. Just to kind of like maintain. You're not, blah, blah, blah. But you're comparing yourself always to the person who is, you know, on the next treadmill and they are like sprinting all the time.
Who could have been running since they were two.
Yeah, they're taking their shirt off. They got all the six pack and da, 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 da. You don't know that their goal is they're trying for a try. You know, they're training for a triathlon.
Or it's their job. You know what I mean? You don't have any idea.
No.
Like if you're a dude, you go to the gym and you feel like all these other dudes are bigger than you. Well, maybe that's because they're bodybuilders and that's what they do for a living 8 hours a day.
Right.
You know?
So it's an unfair comparison. And that's why you need saying only.
So, yeah, you're only a failure if you don't measure to your own success.
Thank you. Right. I should put that. It should be on like a t-shirt or something like that.
I'm good with those words.
Though. Yeah. So that's the main thing. So in the music industry, a goal for me is different, you know, I'll just say musically, than Cross King.
Of course.
For me, you know, just being able to maybe hold a note, or, you know, or say a rhyme, you know, two sentences that go together.
And in my case, I wouldn't be satisfied unless I thought that every single word that I wrote was absolutely perfect and that it was a hit song at the end of it.
Yeah. See,
and that's in my own opinion. Hit song, in my opinion, I don't care what anybody else thinks, as long as I think it's a hit song, boom. I listen to music. I like music. Why can the music that I like or the music I make, as long as I like it, why would it not be something that's a hit? And, you know, if you make music out there, you know what it's like whenever you're writing something and you feel like maybe that was a little bit off. You know, and don't lie. You know, it's not like you
Okay.
think, oh man, I'm the greatest whenever half the song is horrible, you know? So take your time with your music, make quality stuff. Quality is way better than like $2. Say you got a hat, right? And you pay $2 for this hat here and $5 for this hat here, but it's the same damn hat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd rather pay for the $2 one. It's the same quality is the thing. It has nothing to do with the money. You know, don't
Like
keep
the
that your
value of
focus.
it.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about the quality. 100%.
Yeah, that's good because you know, with anything with goal setting, you know, you have to aim your arrow at a target. You know, in that way, you'll know when you get there. You won't just aimlessly wander. You know, like I'm over here, I'm supposed to be working on hitting a note or, you know, keep it on beat, but I'm doing all these other things that do not align with what I'm supposed to be targeted for. I'm dancing. That wasn't my goal. What am I doing a dance routine when I'm supposed to be focusing on this one, you know, this thing that's my goal and not all this other stuff to get there. So
that is not to say if you're an artist and you want to learn how to dance, not to go for it.
No, that's not saying that at all.
That's saying make your priorities known.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Go for that. And that would be my level of success, just being able to hold a note. And then I'm like, yes, I'm not trying to be Beyonce, or I'm not going to compare myself to her, because that is her goal. It was to be a worldwide superstar.
Right. It's not in your set of goals.
No.
Right? And it wasn't, especially at the age she started at.
No. And
you know?
her talent. Just her God-given ability. I can't practice to get to that.
It takes a lot more than talent, though. And that's why talent is not even on our radar for today's topics, because it takes a lot more than talent. You know, you shouldn't even really be trying. I mean, I'm not going to say don't try to hone your craft and don't try to get better.
Oh, no, definitely
you know,
not.
But you.
Yeah, it takes some more.
Yeah, you should.
Right, it's other things.
You should have yourself a foundation of talent at the point that you're trying to do all these other things. You know, you're not going to start, write your first song and then, all right, let me go sell it to all the record labels. You know what I mean? Unless you got really lucky or it was just a really great song. But yeah, it takes time to hone your craft. So at the point where you're going to be using all this stuff or needing to utilize these things, you're probably going to have built yourself up to that point.
Yeah, and skill sets.
Mm-hmm.
Right, your skill. But we can't go off talking into our other topics. Our first one was about defining success for you.
Yeah, but no, I mean, that's not a topic of the show.
Well, right, our points, our bullet points. So, first off, have a goal, you know, define what you're going towards, what that looks like, what, know that it's not going to be, it doesn't have to be, you know, the same cookie cutter goal, you know, in music. You know, it could be just to put a song out. That'd be like, oh my gosh, you know, huge thing that I have done is to actually get one of my songs recorded.
For sure. For instance, for me, success, it's almost boundless as far as the music industry goes, you know? I want to take it as far as I possibly can, and I know that I can take it as far as it goes. So for me, that's success, is for it to be taken as far as it can be taken to the complete max. That's me. I have the capabilities, and I have the drive, and I'm going to do it. Bottom line, that's my measure of success. You may be someone who just wants to release one song. Just wants one song, You know,
yeah.
I just want that one song that I could show my family I made a song or whatever it may be. Or maybe that song goes triple platinum. Who knows?
And maybe that's not what you want.
Yeah. So that's what defining success is. Figure out what you want out of it and go for that. Yeah. Not what everybody else thinks you should get
right.
out of it.
Yes.
What you want out of it.
Yeah. Hey, you have that one song, or like for me, I want to do an album of children's songs. And it's not necessarily something that I just want to mass market, but I think it would be great for my children and, you know, the children that I connect with to have some really cute little songs for things. That's it.
Cool.
All right.
So that's what she wants. She wants it for the kids, you know, and boom, success. You got it in your hands. No one can call you a failure.
All right.
Bottom line. So from here, we are going on. We got two songs for you. Number one, Young BG featuring June B. These dudes are from Africa, and they're good. The song's called Again. And then we got Betrayal Ace Mafioso with Dope Kane.
All right.
This is the Legion. Put in work till the morning, I swear that shit never ends.
All day.
Dope Kane, Cody Jay.
To Live Radio Houston on Righteous Hustle Entertainment. Check out the hilarious classic episodes of Righteous Hustle Entertainment on this station.
All right.
That was just as a reminder, Young BG featuring June B, and the song was entitled Again. And also the second song was Betrayal Ace Mafioso.
Dope Cane.
All right.
Walking with that cane made of dope. Anyways.
Oh, and don't forget to check on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And all of their information is available there.
Yeah, in the description below. You can find all of these artists, their social media handles, and the names of the songs and the order that we played them, all in the description below.
So please support these artists and go and check out their music and show them some love for using their creative power, their God-given gifts.
Yeah, and thank you guys for sending in your music. You know? If you got music, send it in. We'd love to hear it.
Please do.
Without a doubt. I'm sure it'll make it on the show.
Yeah, right.
So our next topic, work ethic. Oh shit. Can't be broke. You gotta work.
Work.
So if you wanna know someone with work ethic, it's Miss Crystal Craven. That's all she does is work, it seems like. Man, I'll be like, when you coming home? Right?
Yes.
No, but work ethic plays one of the biggest roles in not only the music industry and being successful, but pretty much all the way around in life. If you don't have any work ethic, then you're probably going to have like a dirty house, a dirty car, dirty room, just a dirty life, you know?
Let me say, my auntie saying this. Aunt Fefe, lazy bum, sitting in the sun. How you gonna get your day work done? You have to take it from the aunt.
But she's still singing.
And you gotta work.
Yeah.
Really work. Put in the effort. Put in, till it hurts. Oh my goodness, I worked so much at this. I've done this 1,000 times. I've practiced this. Until you know that your work is successful, just like with studies, you know when you have put the work in.
You passed that test. You ain't even tripping.
Yeah. And, when you move on to the next thing, it's when you work on something and you're repetitive, what is it? Perfect practice makes perfection.
Yeah. And
so it just comes naturally.
What is the five P's? Something about piss poor performance.
I don't know. Preparing
prevents piss poor performance. I don't know. No, I don't think that's correct. I don't think that's the right way to say it. Anyways, work ethic. Let me tell y'all one thing about work ethic. Whenever you're young, you're like, man, I worked at UPS when I was like 18 years old. And I'm talking about a hard job at UPS. It was like backbreaking. I was like, this is unbelievable, you know? And, you know, looking back on it, it's not actually that bad. But looking back on it, it was actually like that fucking bad. Yeah, it sucked. Yeah. But here's the thing about it. You know, you're young. You say, I'm going to work my ass off and I'm just going to keep working hard. And one of these days, it's all going to pay off and I'm going to have to work hard anymore. Bullshit.
That's not
you know,
true.
The harder you learn how to work, the harder you have to work. It's like you don't learn how to work so that you cannot do it. And I'm a huge believer in God. God makes you work so that you know where to apply that stuff at. And I know firsthand, without a doubt, if you're in a position or in a place in your life where you're not doing very much work, you start to not really remember how to apply that much effort to doing work. And that's what work ethic is. It's right. It's the amount of effort you're willing to put behind your work. And, you know, one thing that I've heard from tons of people, but definitely that I learned from my dad at a young age is if you're going to do something, fucking do it.
Yeah.
You know, don't half-ass it. And my dad was super successful in the construction industry. And he wouldn't have been if he would have walked up there and said, hey, man, I'm going to put one screw in this instead of two because I'm tired.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any fucking sense. And he would have never been successful.
And people do. You know, people sell themselves short.
Yeah, all the time.
And that's selling yourself short. That's selling yourself short.
That's selling yourself short. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, yourself short. And you know, the grind, I do believe in work-life balance, but hey, baby, you got to roll through. No one should work harder for you than you.
Absolutely.
You know, that's, it's like signing up for something and investing in something. Why should I invest in you? And you are not investing in yourself. You know, I would be foolish to invest in you. And you're like, eh. You know, I'm like, well, what are you doing? You know, what have you done to promote yourself for you? You know, what have you invested? You want me to invest? Why don't you tell me about, you know, what you have put into your own success? And you're like, well, you know, the list is short. You don't even, you know, practice. You haven't been you haven't put any kind of money into it in your resources like you should. So, but you want me to invest in something that you don't believe in, because what they say, you put not only your money or your treasure into what you believe in. That's what people do.
Yeah.
So yeah, work ethic. You have to.
So without a doubt, you know, if you're not going to put in the effort, then do you really want it?
Right.
You know what I mean? If it's not worth it to you to use every muscle you got in you to make it happen, do you really want it? And there's some things out there that are really hard to attain.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about the music industry here. What is the percentage of people that make it in the music industry big, make it big, mainstream?
Right.
It's like 1%, you know? And if you want to be one of those 1% or make that 1% a larger percentage, you got to bust your ass. These people out here that have made it, they didn't make it by, well, okay, let me take that back. I don't know how some of these people made it, but there's the majority of people, like that was just a little joke. The majority of, like, they bust their ass. They do something. They got the mind for it, whatever it is, but they apply that.
Yeah.
And it's a work ethic behind it. It's a lot of effort that goes into everything you see. These music videos you see, those artists are not sleeping. They right. are freaking stressed the hell out. They do not want to drive another hour in traffic. Right. They don't want to do it,
yeah.
but they have to do it yeah. to make this music video happen, right?
Right. Yeah.
So.
And I think that's one good point about, you know, I came to the realization that I was like, why do people say that? That if you work hard, then, you know, you'll be able to chill. It's like, when does that part happen? So.
Even when you retire, you know, at that point, you work hard to walk around.
Yeah. You know, your motivation for working, it changes. You know, for working hard, it changes in your definition of working hard. You might have worked extremely hard. You know, it might have been something physical, you know, that was very laborious, laborious. Thank you. It turns to maybe working smarter.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to work necessarily as hard because you put yourself in a position to work smarter. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're not necessarily working anymore. But, and you think that if you think it's hard work to make it, you make it to successful and you're like, oh yeah, now it's knocking cake because I'm a success. No, you have to work even harder.
To maintain that success.
Yes. Yeah.
And there might be success beyond what you could even imagine. But I want to add on to that, you work smart, not hard thing. I mean, that's not what you said, but I've heard tons of people say that,
mm-hmm.
you know? And yes, you do need to work smart, but I think that if you work smart, hard, if you're a smart, hard worker,
yeah.
that's the most productive way to be.
Yeah.
So don't be like, you know what, man? I got good grades in school. I'm the flyest. I am the flyest when it comes to thinking and figuring shit out. So I ain't got to do nothing.
Right.
You know, that's bullshit.
No.
You're never even going to make it to a position where you wouldn't that you can actually use your mind
right.
if that's your mentality.
Yeah, it's for real.
Mm-hmm.
That is if you want to be successful. My mom always tells me, to whom much is given, honey, much is required.
Mm. Word.
Yeah. You know, if you know you have been blessed beyond measure in certain areas, that means it's not just for you. You know, you have to work and spread those things and talents and gifts and insight that, you know, that has been given to you. You look at beautiful people, you know, it's there are certain people that were created beautiful. Don't hide your light, you know, under a bag, and also don't pimp it out either, you know, because mm-hmm. you're taking something that's beautiful and you're making it obscene, and when you abuse something, it's you're taking away from the value of it. So, but anyways, yeah, to whom much is given, much is required. So work at it, put in, you know, the proper time, you know, like Cross King said, yes, you do. You want to be smart about, you know, how you're working. Of course, like I said earlier, you know, you're working on dancing, but your goal is hitting that note. You're not investing in any kind of music lessons, you know, with any kind of coaching or anything like that. You are totally off task with your main goal. So, yeah, you're working. You're working hard. But it's not corresponding to what you said your goal was. Now, it'd be great if dancing was your goal, but.
And that will go back to our first topic. Sorry to interrupt you. That'll go back to our first topic even. If you're off the beaten path and you're doing the dancing, yeah, you're working, right?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, what you defined success at was not being able to dance.
No.
It was being able to hit that note. So you might be able to do a Michael Jackson dance.
Yeah.
But you don't give a shit because what you want is to be able to hit that note.
Yeah. And it's so retarded. You would think that somebody would say, oh, it's obvious that I'm doing that. But no, people do that all the time. And they say, look, I've been working so hard. I don't know why stuff not coming together for me. I've been putting in all this work. But you've been working at the thing that wasn't your goal, but you still haven't switched your goal. If you're working that hard at dancing, why don't you switch your goal to being a dancer? Or, you know, that, or say that, hey, not necessarily being a dancer, I'm going to work on dancing first before I work on singing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, if you're working on dancing instead of working on your note, then you must like dancing more.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe
there's that's not where your heart is.
Yeah, maybe there's
hitting that note.
Maybe redefine your success.
Right. Yes.
Redefine.
Yeah, and that is another great topic that we would have to talk about, because sometimes you do have to change gears, honey.
Yeah.
That's what.
Maybe a part two to this one.
Yeah, because you think about it, in order to go faster, what you do? You don't stay in second gear. You got to change gears.
And you put your foot on the gas. You don't hit the brake.
So you got to hit the clutch.
And you make sure the car started first.
Right. All right. So what's next?
So we got the good doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Bringing us some news and news.
The good doctor back.
That's my boy. All right. So.
Hello out there. This is the good doctor, and today we're going to be looking at an article from the Washington Post. The article is concerning the great state of Mississippi, and what we have here is the state of Mississippi. The title of the article is people have a remarkable ability to rehabilitate themselves, and the courts should recognize that fact. In the state of Mississippi, they have asked the U.S. Supreme Court for 20 more days to provide the court with a defense that Joey Chandler is so depraved that he could never undergo regeneration comparable to what Mississippi has managed to do as a state. In 2003, Chandler, he was 17 years old, and he was seeking money to support his pregnant girlfriend by selling weed. When his supply was stolen from his car, he believed that the thief was his cousin, Emmett Chandler, who was 19. So Joey fatally shot his cousin, and then he fled the scene. Later that night, he surrendered to authorities. He was convicted of murder, and he was sentenced to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. The Supreme Court has noted that adolescent brain autonomy can cause transient rashness, the proclivity for risk, the inability to access consequences, and thereby diminishing moral culpability, and more important, enhancing the prospect that as years go by, offenders' deficiencies will be reformed. Hence, a lifetime in prison is disproportionate for all but the rarest of children, those whose crime reflect irreparable corruption. If Mississippi can rehabilitate, nothing is impossible. Today, the state of Mississippi, once known as the Hanging Tree, has more African Americans in elective office than any other state relative to their population. Culturally and economically, Mississippi is a vibrant participant in the American mainstream. So, why should we deny this opportunity to young people who are caught up in the legal system? Be safe out there. Signing off.
You're listening to Live Radio Houston on Righteous Hustle Entertainment. Check out the hilarious classic episodes of Righteous Hustle Entertainment on this station.
Oh, there was another great news update from the good doctor about the laws of Mississippi. What was your opinion on that one, Crystal?
You know, I think that that was a great piece of information. And I think that it does go with our topic for today. And but before I get into that, I'll say that I do think that it has some validity. Yes, you know, as far as when, you know, you think about some of the things, even you, I know something like murder is permanent. Yes. But I also think that in the right circumstances and in the right system, that there is hope for some people. And I think that one case of that is that he did mention that, you know, it's not about all cases with adolescents doing crimes, horrible crimes. It's about some of them, but at least with a law like this, or it's on the books or precedents, then the young people who do crimes that fall into the category of just
heinous.
Yeah. And for those that fall into the category of them not being so heinous, but any kind of murder is a terrible thing, you know, but at least they might get some hope with not spending the rest of their lives incarcerated.
I think that actually what they said was there is some very out of this world cases that you can't apply this to, but for the most part, you can apply it to adolescent cases. I think is what it said. I may be wrong, but I think that's what it was said there.
It's a tricky, tricky slope with dealing with these kind of cases. And one thing I think that this does go with our topic too, and I can make the parallel of when we're talking about rehabilitation. And of course, you know, we look at the state of Mississippi and their history, and yet they have made a turnaround. I think that since we're talking about the music industry and those kind of pitfalls, and maybe like dreams deferred, that you can, things are possible to be rehabilitated, like breathing the breath of life back into things.
My opinion is not that these people could never go from a murderer to a person who would never murder someone. That is not my opinion at all. But I was 17 once. I had people piss me off when I was 17. I did not go out and kill them. I was 14. I had people piss me off, deserved it. I didn't go out and kill them. 21. When does this age stop? You know, I didn't go out and kill anybody through any of those times.
True.
And I was an adolescent. On top of that, you murder someone, you took their life away from them. You rape someone, you're taking some of their innocence away from them. They never get that back. The dead person never gets their life back. It doesn't matter if you decide one day, or you're rehabilitated one day, because that day that you're rehabilitated, they don't come back to life. They don't get unraped.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, I think it's possible for a person to rehabilitate themselves to that point. But at the end of the day, the punishment is what it is. You know, you took that person's life away from them. And that's why you get life in prison, not because you could never possibly
do this again.
Yeah, it's a punishment, you know? And you got to pay for what you did.
You make a good point. And I guess that's why it's so controversial, you know, because we have these studies about adolescent minds and all this, and then in this age of, I won't say it's just this age, but I understand both, you know, having someone taken from you, from someone, no matter how old they are, that person is still taken. And
bottom line, like if you're 17, you kill a 17-year-old, you're taking an adolescent's life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. And since our system doesn't have like another option, you know, what, you go from max to minimum security after so many years, and
maybe that would be better, you know?
Adolescent,
or like something, you know what I mean? Like at the end of the day, that person does not come back to life. That family does not get their loved one back.
Or, you know, it's maybe the possibility of them being paroled, you know, instead of just life in prison without parole. Yeah, it's
a, I mean, there's people that murder people that get out of prison.
Right. Like it would be different if it wasn't. Later. Yeah, it would be different if it wasn't. Right.
I mean, I guess maybe it depends on the circumstances behind the murder in the first place, but still.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But you see how the two of us are going back and forth about this, our opinions and about this case and the situation. So, you know, you imagine the justices, you know, or a judge who has this decision to make on this particular case, but knowing that this, how they rule on this particular case, sets precedent. So that means that if they rule a certain way, that other people can come back and say, well, on this case, the judge ruled this, and this is what we're using to maybe establish some kind of status quo. So yeah, it's something, and I hope it inspires you all to talk about these things and talk about them, you know, with older people and talk about them with young people to make them aware that these people, they, whether they realize it or not, they are not playing.
No.
You know, it's not a game out here. What you hear in some forms of music and in entertainment, it is not a game. You go out here and you know, you're playing with guns, and
people see this as their career, as their life. I'm gonna be out on the streets. I'm gonna do this street thing. You know, they're not playing. Not at all.
This isn't. No. And the consequences of making those choices, you know, it's for life. Yeah. And you just don't want to be responsible for
it. It's for your life, for other people's lives, for your family's life, for your kid's life, your wife's life, you know? So beyond that, think about your choices. You know what I mean? If you're watching this and you're one of those people that feel like, you know, I may not be making the right choices. I may end up one of those people. Fucking turn around.
Right.
It's not too late. And you know what? You're going to look a lot more stupid for ending up doing something that's going to take your life away. Then you're going to look stupid for walking the other way in whatever the situation is.
Yeah.
For whoever you're afraid of their opinion. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, if y'all have some crazy opinions on this, please let us know. We'd love to know. Definitely.
Yes, we definitely will. We definitely will. Thanks for that, Timmy Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's for real.
Okay.
Nobody wins with these situations.
No.
Nobody does.
So, with that little bit of change of tempo, our next three songs, we got a kind of little bit of love coming on with these songs. So we got Lex Stacks Calling My Phone, Shaw Millie the Kid, Dick Tonight, and Callie Craze featuring Virgo Cyreen. I love you.
Why are you not going to be hearing that? The Dick Tonight one.
just like a tangerine. And when I'm done diving in like a submarine, she say I only make her come. Her old man sound like a snare, I sound like a bass drum. And I'm young and my head game dumb. She like that dirty talk, so I sound like Wesley Pipes dumb.
Give it to me, baby, give it to me.
And the pussy, two fingers in the booty. Wet Willis, Bob Marley with that pussy, why she coming? That's not rough the shit, I call that more cool.
And there's the night she want it.
Baby, I love who you are. Baby, let me hold your hand. Let's walk down to the beach. We can talk about anything. I'll make a heart understand and write our names and take a picture of it, baby. Keep it for our memories. You are my everything. I'll do anything. I just can't get enough. Baby, I'm in love. Baby, I'm in love. I know we belong together.
To the end. You got that perfect smile with that amazing style. Put your trust in me, I'll be your best friend.
You're listening to Live Radio Houston on Righteous Hustle Entertainment. Check out the hilarious classic episode of Righteous Hustle Entertainment on this station.
Listen, I know somebody's going to be getting jiggy tonight after listening to those. For sure. Yeah. So, resources.
Hmm.
Now, something y'all may not know or may know about Crystal is she has actually a lot of experience in running businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So she knows tons about resources as far as everything, you know, resources that help make you successful, and there's resources that will bring you down the wrong way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So give me a little bit of insight on your own knowledge of resources, utilizing them the right way, how they can be utilized the wrong way.
Okay. I think one of the things is, or I'll start with, you know, sometimes I have opportunities come and they seem like they're good ways to maybe, even if we're talking about promoting something, it sounds like, hey, you know, I'll get calls and saying, hey, why don't you come and you can put your business ad on, you know, XYZ, this, well, and it's not, it's inexpensive, it's da, 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 da. And it sounds great. It sounds like a great resource. And for some people, that is a, it's been, they've had the success stories and all this, and it's worked for this person and worked for this person. But sometimes in my, for my particular market, that is not my audience and my target market. So just because that resource does give results doesn't mean that that correlates to what my business is driven to. So that's an example of, yeah, having a great resource. Yeah, this internet marketing site or, you know, this particular company, yes, they have been successful with marketing, and they have all these testimonies, and the price might be right, and they sound great, but you still have to do an assessment, and you need to go back to what your definition of success and what your goals are, and say, wait a minute, hold on, well, you, according to some of the things I looked up about you, and you know, where are you, where do you do your advertising, or you know, what is, as far as this XYZ advertising and promotion company, and you say, well, you do, you mainly promoted middle school, come on, athletic games. And you say, well, you know, that may work great for the people who
are selling athletic socks.
Yeah. Or, you know, who are into entertaining for parties for middle school people or something like that. But yes, I am an entertainer and I do that, but that is just not my audience.
Yeah. I mean, I'm an entertainer. My music could not be in middle schools. I wouldn't feel comfortable with it. I don't make my music for adolescents. That's just the truth.
Right. So that is an example of a great resource. They have a track record of success. We're getting you out there and promoting, but it doesn't fall under my niche. It's not for me. So you invest this in this and it turns out to be something, you don't get your return on it because it's not necessary. Tailored for where you're going and where you want to go to. So that's what we mean about examining. You know, you do have some resources. There's a lot of different things out there, you know, especially with music.
Yeah, you got to be very, very careful how you use your resources. And resources is a lot of things. Money is a resource.
Yes.
Network.
Yeah.
Your best resource is going to be your network. Bottom line, who you know, that's your network. Okay, so network for sure. But whenever you network with these people, like she said, they're going to offer you XYZ for this price. You know, you're going to have to weed through the bad opportunities that are being thrown at you. You know, I've been at a point in my career where I just wanted to take every single opportunity right off the freaking table and just do them all. I ran myself ragged. You know, there was no point to it. And at the end of the day, I just got disappointed.
Right.
There's resources out there that for a short period of time, it's good. You know, you're growing, it's working out. But then after so long, it fizzles out.
Yeah.
And you're stuck feeling like, what the F, man? You know? And so you got to know how long to use your resource as well.
You got to know when to hold them.
It's not like there's just horrible resources. Don't go for those. Which there is horrible resources that you should not go for.
No, when to walk
but
away.
There's some of those lukewarm resources when you got to know how to use them. And it might take a little bit of practice. It might take a little bit of trial and error. And it might take a little bit of losing money.
Oh, yeah.
Bottom definitely. Line. But be definitely. Smart. Be smart with your resources.
Yeah.
Apply your work ethic with your resources. Use them up. Because at the end of the day, that's all you have. You know? That's how a business has grown. Businesses use their resources every single day. And that's how they perpetually earn money, is by all the resources that they've built up to that point.
Yeah.
A paper factory, if they didn't have resources, which is people to sell to, they wouldn't sell any paper.
Hey, and people to sell.
Resources, right?
They actually get out there and sell. So, yeah, and I'll say the resource of also furthering yourself.
You are your greatest resource.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So just like in that, one of the other examples, when I say you're doing this and, you know, you're working hard at this and you need a vocal coach, you know, that is using that resource, you know, to advance yourself, because especially in this marketing, what you're doing in this industry, it's self-promotion. You know, this is your product, what you're creating. So, and it's nothing wrong with, I don't see why some people think that they can't, it's something wrong with going outside and learning different things from other places. Like as if you are, oh, because I know how to do this and that. I am this great talent. I've got this great gift. Like you can't go and hone your skills and glean from other areas. If you, especially in the music, you plan on being independent, you know, it's nothing wrong with going and taking a business class or, you know, going, that's a resource, putting value into yourself, because these are opportunities and is information that is going to further you and hone the other side of your skill set. Because we have a plenty of people who are talented and they put this stuff out, and we see them who have made it big, and they get dicked around with terrible contracts
and
management and all that, because you know that you have to be well versed. Yeah, things might be slow for you at this certain time, but then take that opportunity to sharpen another skill that you know you're going to need going down the line. And with being a business person, because this is what it is, you know, whether it's, hey, I can't really read that well, something simple. I need to increase my vocabulary. I'm intimidated by this. You know, I'm great at music, but I'm intimidated with public speaking or negotiations or, you know, hey, these are things that go along with the industry.
Yeah. Get out there, learn how it's done.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, there will be, if you're in the music industry and you are really grinding it out and you've made a network, there will be every single day something tossed in your face. Hey, do this. Hey, do this. Hey, do this. And you're like, man, if only. Like, because, I mean, you get to a point where you learn better. you know?
Oh, yeah.
You got to make a couple of mistakes to get to the other side of the road, but you learn better. And you'll start seeing all these opportunities and be like, man, if only they were what they seemed, you know? We're in Houston. Houston is a mecca for underground music, without a doubt. And there's tons of opportunities out there, and a lot of them seem to have no substance, you know? They want you to come and do something for nothing, basically, or pay to do it, and you get nothing out of it, and it's all kind of just a big ruse. Mm. And protect yourself, and just take everything with a grain of salt. Don't get screwed, don't get shamed, and if you do, it's okay, you know? No big deal. Don't end up that dude in Mississippi.
Right.
Move on. Move forward. Yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Scratch it off, because I guarantee you learning that lesson's way better than having millions of dollars and learning it in a different way.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely take risks. But the thing about taking risks is that you want to make it a calculated risk taking. You know, you've looked at, you've done your research and, you know, as much as you can, and you say, hey, you know, this is, because every decision you make, there is an element. It can go 50-50 either way, you know, any kind of decisions you make. So take risk, because that's how, you know, when doing something different, it's how you get different things, right? That's what
they say. Take calculated risks.
But right, it's calculated risk.
And if that risk ends up being a sacrifice, you calculated for it and it's fine.
Yeah.
No big deal. Don't get mad whenever you took a risk and it didn't work out, because that's what taking a risk is.
Right.
And at the end of the day, you're going to have to take a lot. Take a lot of risks, invest everything you have, your work ethic, and you might make it. You might.
But make it to, and make the point of where your goal of making it, what that looks like for you.
Yeah.
That's the important thing, because some people who have made it to the industry and made mainstream or what people say that they want, they turn around and say, this is not what I want. You know, this is not what I thought it was going to be. And I guess I never really kind of realized that this is not.
They didn't think it through, really.
Right, really. What
it moved too fast for them. And really by, at the I end want. Of the day, you know?
I don't want this kind of lifestyle. I don't want to have no privacy. I don't want, you know, to constantly be in the limelight and be open to criticism and, you know, everyone's opinions about me. I don't want that. I just want just not that.
Just know that if you're going into that territory, that's something you're going to have to deal with. Be prepared for that. You know, it's not all, what's it called? It's not all fun and games.
Right.
You know,
no.
It's a lot of work, like we say.
Yeah.
And just believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, don't give up on yourself ever. Because once you do that, then you're done. Then you have failed. You know?
Right.
So.
It's like one of the things I love watching RuPaul's Drag Race.
What?
Yes.
I probably never caught an episode, but it's all good.
I love watching RuPaul's Drag Race. And I love what RuPaul says, you know, if you don't love yourself, how in the hell you gonna love somebody else? Or
that's what they say. I don't know.
But it's a song too. I don't know who originally came out with it or blah, 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 all that stuff, but I just love RuPaul says it.
If you don't,
you know, if you don't invest in yourself, if you don't take the time out to better yourself and be the best you can be, you know, how do you expect somebody else to do that for you? That's foolish talk.
Yeah.
Fool's gold.
Anyways, guys, with that, we are feeling really, really good. Go check out my album on iTunes. There's some singles on Spotify from it. There's a couple of songs on YouTube. Go check it out. Go hit them up.
Feeling really good.
Peace.
See ya.
Yeah, we're feeling really good, feeling like you should, feeling like you never will, feeling like you could, feeling like some villains when we chilling in the hood, cause the good, I don't give a fuck, cause man, we're feeling really good, feeling like you should, feeling like you never will, feeling like you could, feeling like some villains when we chilling in the hood, cause the good, I don't give a fuck, cause man, we're feeling really good,
legs in the breeze, and I'm chilling, dude, really rude, bitches all on me, they ain't feeling you, stealing you, sitting on my knee. Yeah, I feel you, boo. But this is really true. I don't give a fuck cause I'm a play. And I kill the tunes. Ruckus wanna say it. Understated by some other news. Other truths hating. I've been waiting with the mother dudes.
Yeah, we're feeling really good, feeling like you should, feeling like you never will, feeling like you could, feeling like some villains when we chillin' in the hood, cause the good, I don't give a fuck, cause man, we're feeling really good, feeling like you should, feeling like you never will, feeling like you could, feeling like some villains when we chillin' in the hood, cause the good, I don't give a fuck, cause man, we're feeling really good.
Damn, with the mess and plan, damn, the disasters can't stand what is happening lately, and I'm a fan of the chapters in pain. And the plans not to let the chapter into what is happening lately. Pay me, bitch, don't erase me, save me. Keep 18, bitch, I don't play these lame things. Just saying. Yeah, I'm just saying. So debate me, chase me, you can Casey. Stay deep, I stay flea. Motherfucking pasty, sway peace. I'm wasty, fake me. Man, y'all some flaky KBs, but that's okay, I'm still feeling mine, still in line, really trying to kill the time, but them bills will run, build it high to the ceiling, cry, drill it, fill it, pop, fill it, still a drug, will it, I will it till I die.
Feeling really good, feeling like you should, feeling like you never will, feeling like you could, feeling like some villains when we chilling in the hood, cause the good, I don't give a fuck, cause man, we feeling really good, feeling like you should, feeling like you never will, feeling like you could, feeling like some villains when we chillin' in the hood, cause the good, I don't give a fuck, it's man, we feeling really good.
Silly billy, build me with the milli. I'ma be a billionaire, so shit, I get no really. Kill me if you want, I mean goddamn filthy rich. So is your guilt too bad? Look who's bad, and you had to do that. Like rude attitude, sad that you had to choose bad that you have and to have what you have and true that we're too bad. Pass it, you passing through passes to grab a new attitude. Grab it, dude, have what you having to have it. Choose crap it, who dad and groups asking to grab it, move past the move stack. Don't lose passion, move stacks. Don't lose fashion, move facts. Improve platinum through plaques. It's cool tack them two snacks that you spec. It's an actual matter of a factual pact. And I don't chatter just for tactical and factual.
Yeah, we're feeling really good. Feeling like you should. Feeling like you never will. Feeling like you could. Feeling like some villains when we chilling in the hood. Cause the good. I don't give a fuck, cause man, we feeling really good. Feeling like you should, feeling like you never will, feeling like you could. Feeling like some villains when we chilling in the hood, cause the good. I don't give a fuck, cause man, we feeling really good.
Yeah, we feeling really good. Feeling really good. Yeah, we feeling really good. Yeah, we feeling really good. Feeling really good. Yeah, we feeling really good. Feeling really good. Yeah, we feeling really good. Yeah, we feeling really good. Feeling really good. I'm really good.